So you're going to get two different versions. The first version is what is in Scripture. For those of you who are playing catch-up, we've decided that over the next 7 weeks, actually we're probably now another 4 weeks, and that includes Advent, we were going to cover the core beliefs for the church so that everybody understands why Gentle Spirit exists and how we do business. And it's really important that you get that because, you know, we catch some criticism because we're an independent church. People think that we're charismatic and we're going to some week pick up snakes and all that kind of... That's not even close. Other people, because we're affirming, think we're a bunch of heretics. Well, okay, you're welcome to your opinion. But we figured out a long time ago that God loves us the way we are. And so we don't have any creeds. And yes, we have bylaws because the state says we have to have them. But beyond that, how does this church operate? Well, we poured a foundation. And the foundation was from Matthew 22. That every person should start their day with, every day as they get out of bed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord God is one. Love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And then you go from there, where, Alice? To the mirror. And look at that image in the mirror and proclaim that you are wonderfully and uniquely made in the image of God. And that's enough.
God doesn't make a mistake.
Amen. And then the next thing that comes after that is, okay, now that I know that, what am I going to do today? Well,
love others as you love
that's
yourself.
Our foundation that says we're supposed to love one another as we love ourselves. So there you go. So that means now you're out of bed, you've looked in the mirror, and you're getting ready for your day, and it's in the forefront of your mind that what your church is teaching you is to love everybody you see the way you love yourself. And of course, we talked last week that sometimes that whole loving yourself thing can be difficult, and that was the first post that went into the foundation, right? From Micah 6:8, because we know what we're supposed to do as we walk through our day. And then somebody, this was when we were organizing the church, somebody said, well, yeah, but how do we know what God is saying? Because, man, have you ever watched those evangelists on TV? They're telling us how awful we are. How we got to be careful that we don't burn in hell. You know, I got word for all those evangelists. And yeah, I'm going to say this morning because there was a quote. Do you remember the movie, Oh God?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember John Denver was hearing God and God was who? George Burns, right? And there was this guy, he's a famous actor. He was an opera singer and he was in Law and Order, one of the first detectives early on. In Law and Order, but he was playing an evangelist, one of those TV kind of evangelists, right? And telling everybody how bad they were and they had to all come to Jesus. In the meantime, they're lining his pockets with their money, right? And he was constantly pushing John Denver because he couldn't possibly be really talking to God. So he kept saying to John Denver, say this to God, say this to God, say this to God. And there's a scene in the movie that I just absolutely fell in love with. It's one line. John Denver is talking to George Burns as God, and George Burns is telling John Denver what he wants to do, and you see the evangelical standing off to the side, and as George Burns finishes his directions to John Denver, he says, oh, by the way, one more thing. Yes? Tell him to shut up. I want to say that this morning, loudly and clearly. If there are preachers out there that are telling you that you are not good enough for God, they need to shut up. If there are people out there telling you that you're not saved, they need to shut up. Why? Because it's in James. Amen? It took me a while to get there, but here we are. Wisdom. God's wisdom. begins with a holy life, and it is characterized by getting along with others. Hello? Remember? Loving others as you love yourselves. If you do that, then you're going to get along with others. It is gentle and reasonable. Where do you think our name came from, folks? Gentle spirit. It is gentle and reasonable, overflowing with mercy and blessings. Not hot one day and not cold the next. Not two-faced. You can develop a healthy, robust community that lives right with God and enjoys its results only if you do the hard work of getting along with each other, treating each other with dignity and honor. That is an expanded version. You know, the RSV says that the wisdom that comes from heaven, in other words, the words that come from God. If you want to know whether a preacher is talking with God in mind, then listen to this. The words that come from God are, first of all, peace-loving, submissive, and full of good fruit. Now, as a gay man, I like that part. But actually, if you go back and you read the translation out of the Message, it expands what all of that means, what it is to be submissive. You know, you're not always looking for your own way. By the way, when I was getting ready for this, I was looking for wisdom sayings, you know, kind of. And I came across this, and this is just for fun. Art Linkletter. Remember Art Linkletter? I'm showing my age this morning. But yeah, he said the kids said the darndest things. And I found some of the little quotes that come from the kids, their wisdom that was on his show. Are you ready? Patrick, who was at age 10 at the time, said, "Never trust a dog to watch your food." Michael, who was 12, said, "When your dad is mad and asks you, 'Do I look stupid?' don't answer him." Michelle was also wise and said, "Never tell your mom that her diet's not working." Randy, who was 9 years of age, said, "You ought to stay away from prunes." We have to wonder how he discovered that wisdom. I think I know. Naomi said, "If you want a kitten, start out by asking for a horse." And finally, Lauren. Well, no, it's not the final one. I got a couple more. Lauren, who was 9, said, "Felt markers are not good to use as lipstick." Joel said, "Don't pick on your sister when she's holding a baseball bat."
That's right.
Hey, listen, I know that to be true.
Ask my
brother. I was a kid, yeah, I wanted to watch a TV program, and I came into the front room, and I changed the channel. My sister's like 4. I changed the channel, whatever she was watching. She told me to change it back. I said no. She walked into my room, got my cap gun, walked back into the front room, and proceeded to pop me. And when I went crying to my mother, God love you, Mom, sat there and said, "Well, don't change the channel next time."
That's right.
And finally, Ellen said, "Don't try to baptize a cat." The wisdom that comes from God begins with a holy life. See, you've got the foundation. You're going to call on God, the Lord God, the one God that you love with all your heart, mind, and soul. And then you're going to look in that mirror and recognize that God's created you uniquely and wonderfully in God's image. And if you're made in God's image, then you ought to love one another as you love yourself, because God loves you. And you know then, as you walk out of the house, what you're supposed to do. And then, when you want to ask the question, how do I know that it's coming from God? It's really, really simple, folks. If it's peaceful, if it's submissive, which is another way of saying stepping outside of oneself, and not always having to be right.
In control.
and full of good fruit. Meaning that, yes, that person that's having trouble with the grocery cart, you can help them. That person that's struggling getting groceries to their car, help them take it to their car. There's a commercial on TV that I thought was absolutely wonderful, and it shows this little old lady she's older, she's having trouble with her groceries, and the kid who's bagged her groceries goes to pick them up, and she's like, no. And he's, I'll take them. And he walks her to the car, and he does that every week when she comes into the grocery store. And it's cold where they are doing this, and the commercial ends with her giving him a little present. And when he opened it up, it was a pair of gloves. Folks, being full of good fruit is doing those acts of kindness. We call it pay it forward. In this church, we have a foundation that calls on us to love God with all of our hearts. We have a foundation that says to love one another as we love ourselves. We have a post that says, you know what you're supposed to do. And we have another post that says, and if you want to know what God is trying to tell you to do, then understand that it's got to be gentle and reasonable, overflowing with mercy and blessings. Certainly not hypocritical. One last thing. Frank Laubach was a missionary in Africa. And he tells a story of how he was shown a huge hydroelectric dam, which provided power to the Firestone plant. It also provided power to the village. And inside the plant was a massive pipe leading into four turbines. And below the turbines, the pipe continued out to the foot of the dam. And all was quiet inside the powerhouse when he was there. And he wondered how or why the turbines were not running. And he was told that the pipe was closed. But once you opened up the valve and the water began to flow through the pipe, the turbines would begin to turn, thereby providing electricity. Laubach commented on this later on in his book when he said, quote, "That is the way our lives are. The pipe must be open towards God and open down towards others. Then the current can flow through the wheels, can go and provide the power of God that we need." Brothers and sisters, you got a foundation. You got two posts. It isn't difficult. God bless you.